Dog and cat owners may well be familiar with treatments you can administer to your pets that means their blood becomes toxic to fleas for a while, keeping them flea-free. Well, scientists have discovered that a drug called nitisinone can do a similar thing for human blood and render it toxic to mosquitoes. The research suggests that mosquito populations could be controlled this way to prevent them from transmitting diseases like malaria. Alvaro Acosta Serrano and Gaith Al-Jayasi are the brains behind the research.
We were studying the one specific metabolic pathway of an amino acid that is important. It's called tyrosine. And what happens is that when tyrosine that comes from blood, when these insects take what we call a blood meal, so this is important for the nutrition, for reproduction, etc. So these insects, like a mosquito, they need to degrade or metabolize several components from blood, including tyrosine. And when we use this drug that is called nitisinone, that is currently used to treat humans that are born with rare genetic diseases, when a mosquito takes a blood meal with that drug, then what happens is that dies because it blocks the metabolism of tyrosine, suggesting that is essential for mosquitoes to survive. So we were looking into the biology of this, but then realized that that could be a potential way to stop transmission of diseases like malaria in endemic areas in Africa.
So, Gaith, how did you take that forward then? You had the observation that there is a drug, it's already used, it does appear to pass from the blood of a person into a mosquito where it's lethal for the mosquito. Sounds terrific, an opportunity for us to get our own back on mosquitoes. But how did you actually take this forward in a proper research way to uncover what the potential was?
So the idea basically was that once a person takes that drug, it's going to circulate in their bloodstream. And when the mosquito bites that person, it's going to take part of that drug, which is in the bloodstream, and it will give its effect, which is going to be a poison for the mosquito. So my job here was to kind of guess what kind of concentrations and drug levels will be in the blood after someone takes it. For example, if somebody takes a tablet of nitisinone, what are the blood levels going to be after a few hours, after a week, or after a month? And to be able to do that, we use something called pharmacokinetic simulations from what we know about the drug. And we can simulate what will happen to a person that will take that drug. And we will know what the blood levels will be at various time points. And from that, we can guess that if somebody takes that drug and a mosquito bites them, say after a week, how much drug will be there for the mosquito to take? And will that amount of drug be enough to kill the mosquito? We know this information from what we call in vitro studies, where we feed blood that has nitisinone in it to different mosquitoes at different levels, and we see what level kills the mosquito. And we connect the simulation to what we know about the toxicity of that drug to mosquitoes. And then we can guess exactly how effective that drug is going to be, how much does a person need to take, and for how long will it be effective in killing mosquitoes.
And the critical thing is, it's got to kill the mosquito, but not kill the person. So is it possible, in order to get enough of the drug into the person to kill a mosquito, but without harming the taker, the user?
Well, the beauty about nitisinone is that it has already been used for a long time for treating other diseases. So we know what levels are safe for the human. So we didn't need to do any kind of fancy toxicology studies. And we are sure that this is going to be safe because numerous studies have been done proving that a dose of X is going to be absolutely safe for the human.
What happens next then, Alvaro?
Well, what happened is that by serendipity, while we were doing this study at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine a couple of years ago, we found out that the Liverpool Royal Hospital, which is only two blocks from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, they were conducting trials with nitisinone on patients who are born with another condition in the tyrosine metabolism pathway in humans. So they were on nitisinone, and they had a great experience already working with nitisinone for about a decade or more. So they were excited to hear that we were working with mosquitoes and that nitisinone was killing mosquitoes. We were excited that they were working with patients, so we joined forces. And we managed to get blood from these volunteers that were on nitisinone. And that helped us to perfect all the pharmacological modeling that Gabe was referring to. And it's very different to say that we test the drug mixed with blood and give it to mosquitoes in the lab than using a blood where natisino is being taken up by a human and it's being metabolized. So that was the more realistic scenario into the possibilities.
In those studies then, were you basically presenting the mosquitoes with a surrogate arm to feed from, which had that patient blood plus drug in it, which enabled you to then test directly, well, what effect does this have on the mosquito?
That's correct. And that allowed us to determine what we call the mosquitocidal effect, which means that what concentration is able to kill mosquitoes, and more importantly, predict what the concentration of the drug a person can take in order to see for how many days or weeks the drug will remain active, killing mosquitoes and other bloodsucker insects as well.
So Gaith, when you got hold of that data, which basically enabled you to test some of the things you'd already predicted, but then also make further predictions, what does the picture look like? Is this going to be theoretically possible to control mosquito endemic areas with this strategy?
Well, when we got the clinical data, it confirmed our predictions. And based on that, we knew that through more kind of epidemiological modeling, a number of people in a community, that nitisinone will indeed have a significant effect on killing the mosquitoes in this malaria endemic community. And we've also compared it to another drug called ivermectin, which has the same effect on mosquitoes where it's poisonous. And we found out that because of the properties of nitisinone is going to hang around in the bloodstream for a longer period of time at a high enough concentration that it will kill the mosquitoes for a longer time. So the answer to your question is yes. And we think it will outperform other drugs as well in that context.
And to be clear, of course, what it's not doing is stopping the person who gets bitten getting malaria potentially, but it does then rein in the population. So it works because lots of people poison lots of mosquitoes, which overall brings down the mosquito population, therefore reducing transmission rates.
That's correct. And that's why some of the ideas of applying this kind of treatment is that for all the people who will take nitisinone, they could take prophylactic drugs that protect you from malaria as well. So the drug that protects you from malaria will take care of not getting malaria. And at the same time, you will be able to kill the mosquitoes in the community. So you get two in one with one visit to a doctor.
Interesting that one, isn't it? And because the drug works at really low concentrations, side effects for the human are minimized, but the duration of effect against biting mosquitoes can actually be weeks. That was Alvaro Acosta Serrano and Gaith Algiusi.